It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wasn't there a picture of, I think, Timothy Chalamet and a picture of the man who played Thor's brother in the Marvel films, Hiddleston.
The guy.
Hiddleston.
Don't forget your Shentrum.
I forgot about Shentrum advert. And they were all together, and somebody said there are no lips between these lot. Like, English people aren't known for their lovely lips, are they?
I know what you mean. My lips aren't too bad. Look,
what do you mean? Well, you're not really sort of doing a kissy face, are you? Like this. I don't know.
Is I've got what's called a Cupid's bow, haven't I?
Oh, right. What, do they look very kissable?
Well, listen, it's not for me to say, Peter.
Is Luke kissable?
Rory would say to me, probably not.
Rory, can you put a Twitter poll out, please? Is Luke kissable? Are Luke's lips kissable? Because, like, mine are... I don't really have lips. I think it would improve things if I got absolute honking silicon lips.
I totally agree with that. I cannot agree with that more.
Yeah, just sort of like, please cajole Peter into getting some fake cheekbones and some lip fillers. Brilliant.
I think shin extensions are the big one for you.
Shin extensions, yeah. But what if they extend in the wrong way and I'm just more forward than I used to be? You've put an L shape in this one.
Or you end up standing like Donald Trump does, like slightly length forward.
Yes, just slightly bandy leg.
Sticking your bum out. Oh. Does he stand like that because he thinks it makes him look skinnier?
I think the amount of Sudafed he hoovers up, he's probably just shitting his pants 24/7. He wears adult nappies, I imagine. This is the Luke and Pete Show. I'm Pete Donaldson. I'm joined by Mr. Lukey Moore. And we're just discussing politics, lips.
Does Sudafed make you shit yourself?
It certainly zhuzhes up the... It's an upper, isn't it? Pseudoephedrine. Ephedrine is, isn't it? So I think it would...
I think
it would help you SUPs, so to speak. Stolen from another
apparently
podcast.
Apparently, the listed side effects, according to the NHS website, difficulty sleeping, feeling restless, dry mouth, headaches, or feeling or being sick.
Right. No diarrhea.
I mean, he basically just described my life there.
Luke.
And I'll never take it.
He just says Luke. Yeah, I've eaten an entire punnet. Do you call it a punnet of grapes?
It's a punnet. Yeah,
I'm well into the grape scene at the moment, I cannot be arsed with purple ones, but I'm very much into the green ones and really sort of really expensive muscat ones as well. Beautiful.
Yeah, you talked about this last time we chatted, Peter.
I've continued my obsession with grapes.
Because we talked about candy floss grapes, and then we talked about how quickly you can get actual candy floss from your front door.
That's a good point.
Impressively short amount of time, and we all enjoyed it. And then everybody clapped.
Anyway,
what have you been up to? What's been going on? How's the apology cabin? I noticed that you've had your beard shaved off, which to me is a negative thing.
Yeah.
I liked the beard. I liked the mustache. I liked all the... hirsuteness of your face.
But in the same way that we like it when Man United do terrible things and upset Man United fans, it's good for the ramble. Yeah. Isn't necessarily good for your football team.
No, I think...
I get the sense sometimes that Lukey, like encouraging me into getting lip fillers, maybe pushing me into a fall.
Whatever gave you that idea? I was just a big supporter of you. That's what it is.
Okay,
I think when you have the mustache and the outfits, you look like a guy who is the kind of the sidekick to a big henchman in a Wild West movie.
Right, okay.
You'll do his bidding.
I'll do his bidding. But surely I would have to be more physically imposing than what I am now.
No, because you're just a sidekick. You're just a little,
just a little ratty sidekick. Little rat boy, yeah.
Little weasel boy.
I was in my neighbour's van today.
Okay, and... stop there. We're going to leave that and let that percolate for the listeners.
Well, yesterday, yeah. It was yesterday. I lied.
Picture.
It wasn't today. It was yesterday, all right?
Okay, and then off you go again.
I was in my neighbour's van, and I felt when I'm in a transit
front
van,
seat.
front seat. When I'm in a transit van, I always feel like I think Johnny Vaughan came up with this kind of like gag where he's just talking about how whenever you see builders, there's always two big builders and a rat boy in the middle. And I was like, there are two people in this cab, but I'm still the rat boy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's
who's
bad,
the other
isn't
guy?
It?
What's his kind of?
His kind of vibe.
Yeah, what's his kind of physical makeup?
He's big, he's tall, he's got a gigantic son who I built a PC for.
Is that one of his USPs? USP. Have you guys met my gigantic son?
Like lads, these days, right? They're about 3 foot until they hit about 14, and then I bang! There is the absolute giants.
That's
worried.
What I was like.
Was that what you were like? You were right, you were a tiny little boy, and then you shot up.
No, when I hit about, I remember the last year of junior school, so when I was year six, about 10 or 11.
Yeah.
Whammo, baby.
Whammo. Yeah, your groin pains must have been excruciating.
I can't really remember.
Because I remember my groin pains, and I didn't do any. Didn't do any groin.
I don't think people really cared, though, did they?
No, just general.
First of all, I didn't know what groin pains were. Second of all, if I went to my parents and said, I think I've got some groin pains, they just said, what?
We
don't have any interest in that. B, we don't know what that is.
Right.
And C, there's no way, even though presumably at this stage in the 20th century, the NHS is probably quite well funded, we're not going to take you to the doctor for it. So it would have been pointless. But what I do remember is, I shot up like an absolute, I don't know, stick of rhubarb. Mm. That grows fast. Bamboo. I was like a bamboo boy.
Yeah.
And it obviously happened in the summer. And going back to school in September for year six, biggest boy in the primary school, obviously, or in the biggest year in the primary school, right? And Mr. Eldred, the guy who coached the football team.
Just went, keeper.
No, he said, you're going up front, big boy.
Oh, that's a lot of pressure.
And I was well excited.
Yeah.
And then to get to the football pitch from the school, it was in like a separate little park across the road. And as part of the park, it had like a concreted playground.
Yeah.
And I tried to cut the corner to go across the playground with my football boots already on.
Right. Clump, clump,
my stud slipped on the concrete, fell, badly hurt my knee, grazed all up the side of my leg, couldn't play.
Couldn't play that day, right.
So I ended up playing and did okay, and it was fine. And we scored a few goals and we played okay. We did well. And my best friend's team, my best friend's school, because he lived near me, but he went to a different school, we whopped them 10-1 and I bagged a few goals.
Right.
That's still probably the highlight of my football career to this day. So
right.
It turned out all right in the end, but I think around 10 or 11, I started to really shoot up. And at that point, I think I was the tallest boy in the school.
You seem to sort of, and it shows, the way that you talk to me.
Because of my terrible personality, yeah.
I would say that with you going to, with a teacher coming over to you and going, right, you're going up front. Like, what I realise as a slightly more imposing figure up top, it's going to help. But it's not like kids score a lot of headers. Like, headers are hard, aren't they? They're quite difficult, aren't they?
I think they're a lot easier when you're a foot tall than everyone else.
I know, but you got to get. But you've got that. He is assuming that you have the reaction time and the reflexes to get your head on.
I think it was just that I was stronger.
Yeah.
And so
right.
And so that, and just bigger. Like, yeah, I just got my.
Got your own way.
Strength before everyone else.
Yeah.
And then, so I also remember,
like an origin story.
Yeah, but that season, I remember that season I took penalties as well.
Right,
and
okay.
I used to just score them, I guess, because at that point I could kick the ball harder than the other kids, right?
Right, so okay.
That's all it was. And actually, when I went up into senior school, I think it took me a year and a half, it took me to the second year of senior school to actually get in that football team, because I think I wasn't such a big fish
big
at
boy.
That point.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then sixth form college, I didn't get in any team. And then at uni, again, I did get back in the team. So anyway, look, no one wants a potted history of my football career, but I am here for it if you want me to.
I will do it. Let's start another pod, Luke's football career.
I sometimes wonder if when I was that age, because you always try, this is naughty of you, but I totally understand it and I don't mind it.
That's a shame.
You try and make out with little kind of dog whistle bits that I was like a bully at school. And
you're a bully now?
I wasn't.
You've grown into it?
That is absolutely fair, but I'm
assuming that you've continued on that vein since you were a child.
I was actually quite a sensitive boy at school, and I didn't really...
That's also neither, continued.
I was neither bully. But
where did you exist then? Where did you...
I've been paired up...
Where would you exist in that particular frame? Like, what do you do apart from... What is school if not getting bullied or bullying? Like, what else is there to do?
Oh, maybe really? I've just got a different idea of what bullying is. I mean, a couple of kids did leave a school and never come back after interactions with me. But I don't think that's
I think a lot of educators bully me with their facts and knowledge. I didn't want to absorb yeah. any of it, to be honest.
But I sometimes do wonder what would have happened had I been introduced to a pleurisy-stricken, asthmatic Pete Donaldson yeah. at the age of 10.
Yeah.
I think I would have thought you were cool. Because I also remember, the football thing aside, like being quite self-conscious about how tall I was for a bit. I had a little friend called Nicky Gerald, who was a brilliant football player, much better than me. He went on to have a bit of a kind of non-league career in it. And he was like short right. and small, and all the girls thought he was cute. And I remember I always remember really wanting to be like him, to be honest.
Yeah.
And which sounds mental now, because obviously it's culturally, it's a thing to be, if you're a man, it's a thing to be tall, isn't it?
Well, like young lasses like cutie pie boy, you know, as soon as puberty yeah. hits, you're like, tallest man in the world, please, I'll have him. like that yeah. that's how that works. So
I always remember also being very paranoid about not going through puberty as quickly as everyone else.
Yeah, okay.
Because there right. were some kids in my school that hit 13 and were like, bang, deep voice and everything. Done. Mine took a bit longer. And it's a particularly awkward time. Sometimes you see it now. There's a school near the office, isn't there? And when I'm walking to get a sandwich from Pret for lunch, you sometimes see a bunch of boys who are like 14.
Yeah.
And it's like 50% of them are like basically going through puberty and 50% aren't. And they just seem so much younger. It's crazy. It's got really awkward.
It's like, is it a music school or something? It's always like, it's got that kind of, I don't really know what's going on there.
It's interesting because every single kid I've seen from there at all times has to carry a trombone.
Yeah. It's a big trombone school.
It's what gives it away, I think, maybe. Did you get involved in any football action at school?
No, I remember...
You weren't really into football till a bit later on, were you?
No, I remember sort of being in a... It was like a school... Would it have been sort of first couple of years of big school? I think I played a couple of times for the team. But, like, they didn't really know who was any good. And I remember getting the ball, advancing on goal and thinking, whoa, this is me now. Saw my name in lights. And I remember a lad called Paul just absolutely saw me down, like absolutely chopped me legally. And the ball went out of play. And I was like, yes, that's me done. I'm never going to achieve anything at this. Terrible.
So you took it well then?
Got too excited, gave up. And that's why I'm not competitive. It was that exact moment. No, it was Paul Leonard. Paul Leonard sighed me down, took the ball off me, and I thought, well, I'm never going to try this seriously ever again. But I'll keep going until I'm 42. I'll keep playing now. Still playing now.
The worst thing about the whole junior school football team for me was that I was dropped for the cup final.
Oh, that's a shame. Why would they do... Like, I know, like, you have to lead a side and you have to be a manager and stuff, but that is shit behaviour, isn't it?
And at that point, I think we had... Whatever the rules were for the school league, we had one sub and I wasn't the sub either.
Piss take. Absolute. I think that's abuse, personally. I think they said
you can come along, though. So I went along with my friends and they got whopped about 5-1.
Good. Every goal was like a back rub for you.
It's the only chance I had to play at Gosport Borough Stadium, Privet Park, which I go and visit to fairly frequently now, and I've never played there, so... Right. A shame, but yeah. Look, listen. These are the things that shape you.
I feel bad for you there.
An incredibly successful man that I am now without that. Maybe not.
I just think that it's school football, and you have to. This isn't like. Yeah, I think it's rubbish. I don't think what you're learning there. Every good lesson that you had achieving anything in the football side has been absolutely undercut by that one decision. Awful.
Yeah, maybe.
Awful.
I was always a bit shit at football in the grand scheme of things anyway, so that doesn't really matter. I don't really feel like I didn't get stuff that... I probably got everything I deserved to get.
Give them rolling subs, at least, at the very least.
And also, we were 10, 11 years old and playing on the full-size pitch. I mean, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Changing trains, though, but in a slightly similar vein. Remember Brian Johnson, the guy who is about, I don't know how old he is, but he's trying to make himself live forever.
Oh, yeah, the greasy android, yeah.
Yeah, Greasy Android is exactly what our listeners will know him as when they've seen a picture of him. He's on X, formerly known as Twitter. Mm. He's obviously this wealthy guy who founded all these different tech companies and now
he
he's trying to...
battle with the Boner quite recently, didn't he? He was trying to get nighttime Boners, didn't he?
This is the update I want to give you guys.
Right, okay.
So he for some reason, thinks that the content people want to see from him is him doing quite forensically detailed tweets and graphs about his nighttime erections.
Yeah, yeah.
And so He said, and the most recent post on this particular issue is that he says issue. He's posted all the graphs to accompany it, because obviously he puts little biomarkers on his penis, monitoring his cardiovascular, physiological, and sexual health.
Don't we
he's
all?
He's announced as of this month that his nighttime erections are now better than the average 18-year-old's.
Right.
Last night, the night before he posted this tweet, he had 179 minutes total erection time overnight.
It's probably because he's thinking about 18-year-olds quite a lot.
Yeah, why is he bringing... Why are you bringing that in? 3 hours of solid erections and thinking about 18-year-old boys. It's up to you, mate. It's up to you.
You didn't have to spend all that money on it.
Yeah, I want to know how much money it is so I know how much he's paid per minute of erection.
It's a good point, actually. Yeah, you could probably do like a cost analysis.
Cost effectiveness
of the Bonner treatment. Because he was hitting it with like vibrations and electricity, wasn't he? He was like yowie-zowing his cock.
That's the thing. I think if you are shoving 240 volts for your old chap and calling that an erection, I don't think that should count.
No, exactly. Yeah, because you could reanimate a corpse briefly.
Exactly. He's got Frankenstein penis.
Yeah.
Oh, it's an absolutely incredible state of the world, isn't it? I mean, everywhere you look at the moment, the world seems quite mad. I mean, there's a January 6th celebratory pinball machine at CPAC this week.
I had an issue with that.
Yeah, what was the... So CPAC is the Conservative Political Action Conference in the US. It's basically now a hive of seditionist fascism. And, you know, good news is that Liz Truss was there, but that's slightly separate.
Gosh, she was.
In one of the lobbies, one of the breakout areas, because, you know, look, authoritarian fascists, they like to chill out as well.
They do. They're probably cigar men, mainly men.
Yeah, it probably would be. Cigar men. They like to chill out. I also enjoyed the absolutely Botox and plastic surgery filled women and men at that place raging still against the vaccine because they want to put that sort of stuff in their body. It's like, well, that ship may have sailed, looking at you all. But there was a breakout area. And in that breakout area, someone had presumably manufactured and distributed, or was it like a one-off? I'm not sure. Pinball machine along the theme of January 6th and the attempted insurrection therein. You had a big problem with it, Pete, but before you tell me the problem with it, I also want people to know that the name of the pinball machine was J6 Insurrection. So
right.
A little bit of a kind of self-deprecating humour one would think if they were being generous. But I also like the subtitle tagline to the game, Pete. An educational documentary game.
When a ball rolled into the steps of the Capitol. When a big silver ball rolled in.
Oh, I turned it into a pinball machine. We might get something good out of it. What was your beef with it? What was your beef with the pinball machine itself?
Well, it wasn't strictly a pinball machine. I'm sure pinball fans would say that two screens and a couple of buttons makes a pinball machine. But it wasn't. There wasn't any nuts and bolts and metal and LED lights. It was just two screens, which I think is... Anyone could do that. I reckon I could put a Luke and Pete shop in. I'm going to put together a Luke. If I had more time, I've said something. I'd say something, not do it. I'm not doing it. I'm going to say something, roll back from it and say I'm not doing it, right? But right. I reckon there'll be a program that you can just slide a bitmap image into and sort of go, there's your fucking pinball machine, and you can play pinball on anyone's face.
I'd love there to be a Luke and Pete show pinball. But what I would say, and I think you're onto something here, because for me... The beauty of a pinball machine is the almost like the carefully balanced mechanics of it.
Yeah,
It's like a very kind of analog type thing, isn't it? And I remember, like, if you back in the day, if you nudged a pinball machine, the alarm would go off and you'd feel like a right dilbert.
I remember getting a tilt alarm on
tilt, that's
a
it, yeah.
On a ferry. So, which seems
that's weird.
Slightly cruel because it's wobbling around. It was from. I think we're going to Ostend or somewhere. We're going somewhere. And, I was playing the pinball and it suddenly just went tilt. I was going, why have they put this on a fucking ferry? Ridiculous.
Doesn't make any sense.
I know.
I can remember, I think it's one of those things as well, because obviously I grew up next to the South Coast and these kind of amusement arcades and stuff were very much a part of my childhood. And there were pinball machines in those, of course. And I sometimes feel like spending as much time as I could on a pinball machine... Because you used to famously get three lives, three pinballs, basically.
Yeah.
And I mean, when you're on the third one, and the idea of the ball going down the hatch and you losing the game is probably the source of quite a lot of my adult anxiety.
Right, okay, yeah, like losing something, yeah.
It's quite full on, wasn't it? It's quite frightening.
Mm.
to yeah. lose the ball down the side or not be able to do anything about it, or you'd flick the ball up to the top and it'd come back really fast.
I'll never
and
be able to
normally
get it back.
Be people watching you. Mm. My favourite arcade game, I told you this before, was a game called White Tiger.
Yes, you do like that bit of White Tiger.
I used to play it all the time. I was obsessed with it, absolutely obsessed with it. Mm. And I never got anywhere near the finish. And then about a few years ago, I got a job somewhere where they, quite frankly, weren't expecting me to do much work. And no one could see my screen. And they had admin rights on the computer. So I downloaded an emulator.
Yeah.
And I played it every day for weeks. And I ended up finishing
it. Did you finish it?
Oh, yeah, nice. I finished it, man.
You achieved it,
but it wasn't. Obviously, the one thing that would have given the game away, Peter, was taking my own joystick in.
So I had to do waggling away. Yeah,
I had to do it on the keyboard, but I did manage to get to grips with it. And I managed to do it, so I was pretty pleased with that. And sometimes people think, "Oh, you know, Donaldson brings the video gaming content here," but I am capable of. I'm conversant. Anyway, right. Should we have a quick break?
Let's
when we come back,
break.
There's no batteries this week
no.
because we're recording this slightly early. Because my dear old mum fell over and broke her shoulder.
Yes, awful.
And so she's fine. She's at home recovering. I'm going to go down and look after her for a bit. So we're going to have to record this episode a little bit early. So we haven't had time for battery brands. I hope the listening community will forgive
us.
But do keep sending them in because we're happy to hear from you. And we're happy to do them from next week, of course. But maybe the other side of the break, we'll do a bit more chat and maybe an email or two. Who knows?
Right. Hang fire.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
We're back with the Luke and Pete show. And as discussed, no battery brands this week, but keep them coming in if you found a battery in something you own. Hello at lukeandpeteshow.com. Speaking of batteries, I've bought like 3 car batteries in the last week. I'm having a great time. I'm just really into the... I just need to put my money where my mouth is, and I just want to buy as many batteries. I want to have a collection of car batteries that I can keep in my apology cabin and just die happy, to be honest. It's
How
the
is
car.
The car doing?
It's the car. Fine. I drove it for the first time in anger yesterday, which was enjoyable. Squishy. Very heavy and squishy. Yeah, damn right. I think for the first time driving it down the road, I was like, you know what? This was worth it. It may smell of fags. It may have very squishy suspension. It may feel like one of those cars that could bounce down the road. It's good. I'm glad. But now it's with the MOT person, and you can figure out why it just keeps turning off randomly. Good.
How long have you waited in total to drive it from purchase to drive?
I don't know. I bought it in like October, I think, a long time ago.
It's like 4 months ish, maybe.
Yeah, that's the thing. Well. That's what you have to do.
I can't wait for you to drive it into the office. You're going to look absolutely amazing. And by amazing, I do mean ridiculous.
Dangerous.
are you going to fit it in a car park space or not?
It's only 10 centimetres longer than the Jaguar. But it's... I mean, as soon as I drop that one off at the MOT centre, My car started, the car alarm started going off. I'm like, I don't have time for you right now. I don't have time to play with you right now.
That's why.
I know. It's
been Are you keeping
up.
It?
No, I'm selling it. Getting rid.
Fair enough.
So, yeah.
I was thinking about it the other day. I think I might try and get rid of my car. I can't be arsed with it.
You can't be arsed with it. You went to the Audi place and they fix it up and filmed themselves doing it.
Yeah, I know. And that's when I started to think, do you know what? I don't know if I need all this stuff.
Right.
It's a waste of money. I might just get a little runaround.
Get a little Kia Sportage. I was big into the
There's no way I'm driving a Kia Sportage.
With a man as tall as you, you need to look after your back. So you need a taller car to pop people in. A little people carrier or something.
I wouldn't mind. Like, do you know what I'd really love, but I'll never get one? Right. One, because I probably can't afford it. And two, because the Wi-Fi I have access to would never allow it. It's one of those old-fashioned but brought up to the modern-day 70s-style Mercedes-like Jeeps.
Right, okay, that look like something that... not He-Man, he was very much medieval era and previous. What era was He-Man? Was it in the future or was it in
era,
the past?
Mate. I think it's a fictional kind of world, isn't it?
Yeah, but like, I'm just thinking swords, horses, battle cats.
Yeah, medieval, I guess.
Yeah. Or maybe futuristic. You never know where that's kind of the Star Wars era. They pissed out of the timeline, didn't they? Yeah.
But what were you going to say? You were going to say...
It's the sort of thing that you would... Like a Tonka car when you're a kid. Kind of 80s big, kind of like crazy thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's a really well-respected... I might have mentioned to you before, there's a really like well-loved Caribbean takeaway on the road near my house called Tickle Me. The one where the guy doesn't let anyone in the fucking shop.
Tickle Me?
Yeah, it's called Tickle Me. It's an institution, it's like a West Northern institution. But like, he doesn't like the guy who runs it's really grumpy. He doesn't let anyone in the shop.
Right.
And you have to wait out on the street.
Then?
Pardon?
How does he sell things then?
Well, you have to shout through the door.
Right.
You shout your order through the door.
Right.
Can I have like, have you got jerk chicken? And he'll just go, no.
It's like, that's the basics. That's all like, right, can I not have, having poppadoms. Come on.
Can I have rice and peas? Yeah. can I have the goat
Your heart's not in this. Your heart's not in this, mate.
No, but for example, though, if you go, can I have the jerk chicken? Yeah. Can I have it without planting? No. And it's just like that, endlessly. But
just
what
have,
he doesn't
have the planting and throw it away. Or give it to someone who's not finicky about plantain. I love plantain.
But what he doesn't realise is by refusing to let people in his shop, because he hates the public, he's making it busier because there's so many people standing outside all the time. They think, fucking hell, this place must be amazing.
Treating me and Kim King, yeah.
Anyway, it's full of like young, upwardly mobile kind of guys who've got really nice fucking cars, custom cars, all that kind of stuff. And you see so many of those Mercedes like 4x4s that it's like a massive advert. I don't even know if I'd know they existed if it wasn't for that place. Now I really, really want one. Mm. I looked them up and they're about 120K, so there's no way I'm getting one.
Yeah.
But and that's even before you kind of customise them or whatever. So I really love one of those, but I just don't really think it's necessary and I don't think I'm going to get one. I don't think I really want to get another expensive car because I haven't got a driveway. So it's a bit like, might get nicked and all that kind of
that's
stuff.
That's been my kind of issue, just trying to find a little place for this bloody car to go to because... It doesn't have any reg plates, and that does attract attention from police. It really does.
Yeah, it's part of the thing you need, isn't it? You definitely need
it. Yeah. Why don't I just make up a number and put them on a plate?
Like, and back in the day, you probably could, but now they've got ANPR, haven't they? Yeah. So they just scan everything.
But why don't I just find another car that's the same car that's taxed and stuff? I mean, that is just fraud, isn't it? That's just general.
Yeah,
why don't I steal a car? Why don't I steal a car? Hey, I tell you what, the pisser that hit me was, I noticed on Auto Trader there was a exact same Toyota Century that I'd imported. Something in my price bracket. Literally,
oh, really?
Registered
the wrong anyway.
Some shit. I mean, it should be a tax write-off. The amount of times I've mentioned it on every single show I've done, so yeah.
I don't think you can do that.
Mark Robinson
these days,
of Robinson.
There's no
Mark Robinson of Robinson Accountants has made that very clear.
Yeah, as he should.
Maybe if it was electric, I was going, Mark, I've bought so many batteries recently. It certainly is an electric car.
Well, can you do electric car write-offs, can you?
I think you used to be able to. I think the leaders of the country have decided that that's not they're not interested in that anymore.
I don't think they are the leaders of the country. I think that's a bit of a myth.
Yeah, they're in the hot seat anyway. They're there.
They are. Speaking of all that kind of financial stuff, I actually came very close to having my bank basically came very close to being the victim of fraud this morning.
Oh dear! Did you hello? Did you get a hello dear email or
I didn't. It was. I actually think. I mean, you may not think so, but I actually thought it was pretty sophisticated. This one.
They are getting better. They are definitely.
And I'll tell you what happened. I ordered a little rash vest thing for my son for our holiday.
Right.
From Quicksilver, right? Mm. I do these little cute little baby things. Mm. And it never turned up. It didn't, just didn't arrive. And so I filled in the form online from Quicksilver and they said, oh, yeah, it's in the hands of Royal Mail. That's the courier we use. So they'll be in touch. We've forwarded the inquiry to them and they'll work it out because we always send our things out by 48 hour recorded. And if it hasn't turned up after a couple of weeks, then there's something gone wrong. Mm. So fine, no worries. So I basically went away from that kind of inquiry expecting to be contacted by Royal Mail.
Yes, okay, yeah.
I was contacted by Royal Mail the day after, and it wasn't Royal Mail.
That's a shame.
And the text I got from quote-unquote Royal Mail came to my phone and was delivered in the same chat thing as the legitimate Royal Mail text. That's how sophisticated it was.
Is that a phone issue?
Who knows? What they said was... This is where I probably will incur the wrath of the sensible tech-savvy people such as yourself. What they said was, there's been an error with the processing of it, and Quicksilver are in arrears with their account, and so you have to pay to get it released.
How did they know it was Quicksilver, though?
Mate, that's how sophisticated it was, right? Anyway, let me get to the end of the story. So I put my card details in to pay the £1.20 they asked for. So I thought, oh, it's £1.20, it doesn't fucking matter. Stuck it in there, and then like almost instantly got a load of notifications from my bank saying, congratulations, this has been set up on Apple Pay. This has been set up on Apple Pay.
Oh,
four,
wow.
Five, six of them, right? I was like, what the fuck is happening, right? So I called up Santander, the bank I use, who were, to be fair, very good. And they said, yeah, what they do is it's not only that they imitate legitimate businesses, but some of them, they're fucking hackers. They get into all kinds of correspondence, all kinds of communication. They will know you're in correspondence with certain companies and they'll mimic them, all that kind of stuff. And so he basically listed all these, digital wallets that have been set up on my Apple Pay.
Wow.
And I had to sit there and he went for about eight of them. And they'd all been set up at 9:40 this morning, exactly the same minute.
As soon as you sort of typed in your details.
It was about, I think it was 2 or 3 minutes after I did it.
And it's interesting that that's not even someone going, right, he's done it, blah, 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 blah. It's just an automated kind of thing.
Has to be.
And that's amazing, Luke.
Yeah, well, luckily, I got in there quickly enough. So I had to delay recording the ramble this morning because I had to get in there and speak to them.
Yeah.
And Santander are actually pretty good at it. It's the second time that they've been able to sort this out for me, and it happened straight away. And nothing, no money came out of my account or whatever. But like, I know it sounds like an old person's thing to say, but you just got to be so on it all the time. And if you're in a hurry or you're in the middle of doing something, and
they,
I wanted this thing
they,
for my
they do
son,
it really, they do it really early in the morning as well. When you're half asleep, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah. So
what was the first
time to you?
It's never happened to... You know what? No, I have typed in my details and then immediately, as soon as I clicked send, I was like, oh, right, cancel my card. I was like, you fucking idiot. Again, it's just really sleepy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Idiots. Idiot. Like,
so
I mean, it's amazing stuff. Well,
I've got a deal with cash or Apple Pay only until the new card comes through, which is a bit of a shame.
After yourselves, for crying out loud.
I think it's a public service announcement that could be useful to a lot of people listening, actually.
If Luke gets put away as part of the Royal Mail inquiry, it sounds like he'll be out by Christmas. So
I feel like
I'm
implicated now.
Yeah, Fujitsu. Yeah.
And I think if people listening to this wanted to definitely, there's a couple of resources here I can help them with if they want to avoid this kind of thing happening to them. Mm. All they need to do is go to hello@lukeandpeacher.com and put the long card number, the expiry date, and the security code in there.
Just bang them in there.
Yeah, and we'll take care of it for you. Don't worry.
And what was your
that.
Mum called before she was called what she is now? that'd be quite helpful.
Listen,
well, so, yeah.
Producer Rory's got to be paid somehow.
Exactly. I am sick of stealing razors from Superdrug. Anyway, let's get out of here. We've been the Luke and Pete Show. You've been fabulous. We'll be back on Monday. So look after yourselves.
Have a great weekend.
Don't commit vehicular fraud. Don't get punched in license. Don't allow yourself to be taken in by confidence tricksters. And we'll see you soon. We'll be right back.
The Luke and Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.